Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here again today with Father Jim Rolfe. Father's a priest of the Diocese of Lansing. He's also chaplain at Flint Powers Catholic High School. Welcome back,
That's
Father
right.
Jim.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Peter.
Yeah, no, yesterday was a very inspiring story. Friends, if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Yesterday's programs, as are all our programs, are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer, download them, and listen to them whatever device you want. Father Jim really shared, you might say, the anatomy of discernment, you know, the anatomy of a call and how he experienced the Lord calling him and how he fought it and how he tried to run away from it, but how he embraced it. And it was just so normal. It's just the way it works in lives of a life of a disciple. And I appreciate you sharing that yesterday, Father.
Yeah, so my pleasure, Peter.
We left off and you were a senior in high school. And,
there
was just something special that was happening with you and your friends that year. Maybe you want to begin sharing a little bit about that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And really blessed. And it does amaze me how God never meant for us to do this whole Christian thing alone. And even as we look at the disciples, that he didn't send them out one by one. He sent them out two by two. Hindsight's always 20/20 to be able to look back and to see the role your son Mike played in my own faith development and my deeper conversion. And
he was a classmate of yours, for those who don't know.
Even all the way back into grade school. And I think maybe I'll talk most of the time, so I can't let Peter tell any stories here of us as kids. But something really amazing happened our senior year. We had just a great group of, I guess, leaders, for lack of a better term. And most often it seemed like that was oriented towards sports, that we're all leaders in the sports realm. But something happened our senior year where we started leading in our faith as well. And it was really amazing. We did what's called a Kairos retreat. So a group of seniors get taken out of school. We got to miss school for 3 days, which is probably why most kids really enjoy doing it. And then while we were there, really this amazing transformation, this real amazing conversion, where you have the opportunity to truly encounter the living person of Jesus, to enter into a deeper relationship with him, but also to form really deep connections with your classmates, where you get beyond the superficial just kind of mask that so many people put on, and really to see people's hearts, and that there is a lot of struggle, there is a lot of suffering, but we're not in this alone, that we can be there to support one another, to help one another through those difficult times. And as the rest of our senior year developed, I think we were able to live that out. First, that personal relationship with Jesus, but also that communal aspect of, we're all in this together. And instead of negative peer pressure, why don't we have some positive peer pressure and call one another on to greater holiness?
Wasn't that a key kind of conversion moment or calling for Father Dan Westerman, too?
It was. So one of my good friends, Father Dan Westerman, who we were in high school together, experienced a similar kind of our senior year call towards the priesthood, and ended up being in the same small group together. And there was a day that I was terrified of telling my friends that I thought Jesus might be calling me to be a priest. I was like, what are they going to think?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the weird one in the group now. And I so finally build up the courage, you know, guys, I think Jesus might be calling me to be a priest, and feeling alone in it. And Father Dan speaks up, hey, me too. And it was just amazing to see God provide, once again, that community in the midst of that feeling of isolation or loneliness. And then Father Dan and I were able to go to college together, the college seminary, and went through school together, and now we're priests together, and still actually in a small group, which is just amazing.
Yeah, what a gift.
Yeah.
God is so good. So you went through seminary formation, and you had an opportunity to be at the St. John Vianney Seminary at the University of St. Thomas.
That's right.
Under the direction of an amazing priest who has gone home to the Lord, Father Bill Baer.
Yep.
And a guy we both knew. I knew Bill years ago. And he had a tremendous gift for formation, didn't he? And can you remember just some stories, the way he did things? What he taught? What did he impart to you?
He really did.
Because he was gifted.
Father Baer was an amazing priest. And I think especially, and it does amaze me that everyone has their own gifts and their own abilities. And his ability to work with young men and to really begin that transformation from really boyhood into manhood, it was truly amazing. And so I just remember so many times in seminary being personally challenged, but then as a seminary, as a group of young men seeking God's will, kind of collectively challenged that, am I willing not to just sit on the sidelines, but to really go into the fray and even to be wounded in order to bring about the greatest good possible. And it is to be able to take up that cross and to follow Jesus, and that I'm willing to sacrifice for this world rather than just take something from it. was I think that was one of his big messages. It was our motto was really men in Christ, men for the church, men for others. And it was all about, as a man, as a father, I'm being called to give my life. And that really, in the end, brings great joy, but it will also bring some struggle and some form of suffering.
Leadership matters, doesn't it?
It does. Fact, it truly does.
Yeah, I mean, it's self-evident, but I remember how highly engaged in the life of the university so many of you were, how he challenged you to have you guys to have a presence, whether it was at university football games.
That's right.
Or to be in your classes and outreaches and how to reach out to students and not just live in a seminary bubble.
Correct.
But he realized how much guys' confidence needed to be raised to enter into the world as a seminarian, right? Instead of kind of hiding out because people might think it's weird or whatever. And the confidence level guys had, I could just see it when I'd visit on occasion. It was amazing to see how much it impacted you guys.
Well, and it's amazing. And one of Father Baer's big verses was, I think it's Matthew 10:8, Jesus saying, freely you have received, freely give. And Father Baer was huge on discipleship. And so first I have to have somebody who I'm being discipled by, someone I can look up to, somebody to lead me through as I have questions, and then never to just sit and take that for myself, but to begin to pay it forward, to pass it on. And so as I went through college seminary, I had a number of disciples, men that I would meet with on campus, not seminarians, but people who are on the football team, people who are on the baseball team, and to meet with them for lunch, to answer some spiritual questions, to pray with them, to pray for them. And it was amazing the fruit that that bore. And I do think, once again, it wasn't, I just need to sit here in the safety of the seminary, but I'm being called to go out and to actually be a disciple and to mission out to those people most in need of the love and light of Jesus.
Tell us a little bit about your actual ordination and what you remember from it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the first thing I remember is there were five of us ordained, which was a great blessing for the diocese. And Bishop Boyer, our beloved bishop, was a little bit joking the night before. He said, you know, I think there's enough guys here. Maybe we'll just put up four chairs and we'll just see who gets those four chairs and we'll go from there. And so I was actually a little nervous that he might do it the day of. And as we got there, it was just very prayerful. We had packed the church, and especially with such a big ordination class. And so the first thing that struck me was just, I guess, almost like this humility of recognizing the magnitude of the call, where once again, for so long, you had been in this classroom learning about ministry. And here it was all about to begin, to be able to be ordained in order to be sent out in the person of Christ. And that was one of the most humbling things for me, and I think one of the most profound, was in the midst of the ordination, your hands are anointed with oil. And as my hands were being anointed, just looking down and recognizing, these are the hands I've always had. They haven't changed, and yet now they're being anointed. And just recognizing my own sinfulness and my own shortcomings and failures, and yet God has chosen me. And in his divine plan, almost despite myself, and wants to work through even my weaknesses and even through my strengths to really make a difference in people's lives. And so what I remember most about that ordination day was just my hands being anointed and knowing that God is going to work through me, even if I don't always have it all together.
Friends, if you've never had a chance to go to an ordination, I'd encourage you to do that in your diocese, because it's extraordinarily powerful. A ritual, and
it's
beautifully done, and it takes you all the way back to the person of Jesus and the beginning where he laid hands on the apostles, and it all began, and there's an apostle right there who lays the hands on the priest, on these guys who are seminarians who are to become priests, and it's that authority, really, it's the authority of Jesus passing through him, that really, he's there in the person of Christ calling you forward into this ministry of Christ. Everybody who's baptized is baptized in some way into the mission of Jesus. All of us share in the calling of priest, prophet, and king, as the church talks about it. But the priesthood is a unique role of service in the body of Christ and helping us really connect with the sacramental life of the church, hear the preaching of Christ, and have the kind of shepherding hand of Jesus really present in our lives. So how has all that unfolded for you? You've been a priest now for 4 years.
For 4 years now.
Just tell us a little bit about what it's meant to you.
It really is. And it's amazing, just like you were saying, Peter, is that there's this anointing upon a priest, but really all of us through our baptism are baptized into Christ and called into that great commission to go and make disciples of all nations. And I wouldn't have considered myself a public speaker. I think that I like the spotlight, but I don't think I like being put on the spot. And what's amazed me is the way that the Lord has worked through really my preaching. And then I think as well, even in the sacrament of the confessional and being able to meet people there. And I don't think I'm particularly wise or a sage in any way, but it has amazed me that there have been so many moments that I can look back on and say, I couldn't have fixed this person's problem, or I couldn't have said just the right words to them, or I couldn't have preached a homily that impacted this group of people. And yet, in the power of the Holy Spirit, God has done that through me. And I think a huge part of that is just an openness and a surrender to God's plan and to his will for you. And really, that's all of us, that I might not think I have this special ability or this special grace, but when I surrender to God, I begin to be able to do things that I couldn't do before.
Yeah. As you're speaking, Jim, I just know how joy-filled your life is in ministry. It's really visible. Imagine someone who's listening to the program today, maybe a young guy is listening to the program or a young woman's thinking about being religious, and you look around and you say, wow, the church seems to, its brand has really taken a hit, you know, over the last while, both right. because of the weaknesses and the sins of the church and the rest. The priesthood in particular has taken a hit, right? It's kind of a low moment on that level, but also the culture is just becoming much more radically secular. Mm-hmm. And so you say, gee, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to step into something as prophetic and radical as the priesthood at a time that's so difficult. What would you say to people who are listening, or maybe even a parent whose son might be thinking about it? They're like, yeah, I don't want him to be a priest.
You know? Right, so, right. Yeah. Well, and that's a great point as well. And I do think that, and I could tell lots of stories. I don't know that we have time for it. Yeah. But just my encounters with people in very public places that have really been almost difficult or trying. And I think it was St. John Vianney who said, the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. And in those moments, recognizing that I can't fix all of the problems around me, but I can simply be love, that I can be peace. And what I've experienced in so many of those situations is people's kind of misconceptions being really put out there for everyone to see, and then being able to be really a source of light or hope or joy in such a way that people walk away with a new perception of the priesthood. And so I think that for somebody who's thinking about it themselves to say, if Jesus is calling you to this, he will give you that grace to be able to persevere through times of persecution, but even more than just getting through it, to actually change the world, to change hearts, because he wants to be love in the world through you. And for parents as well, that I still remember my dad was a little hesitant when I first told him I was thinking about being a priest, and it actually took him about a year or two to be able to understand what this calling really was, and that there really was this great good that was happening, that Jesus wanted not to take my life away from me, but to really give me the life that he had created me for.
Father, we just have a moment. You can actually see the clock. Would you be willing to just say a little prayer for anybody who might be listening, anybody who might be considering, or anyone who's trying to discern right now what God's
absolutely.
Calling them to?
So you, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so, Jesus, we just come before you in this moment, and you recognize that you are good, that you do have a plan, and that plan is for our good. And so we just ask, Lord, that for all those who are listening who have not yet entered into their vocation, Lord, just give them a mind that's open to your call. Give them a heart that's ready to simply be love. And for all of those who have entered into their vocations, simply strengthen them, Lord. You are not a God of scarcity, but a God of abundance. We just ask for more of your Holy Spirit. We ask for more of your love and your joy and your peace so that we can live out our vocation to the full in this world. And we ask all of this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Father Jim, thanks so much for being with us. And friends, I hope you heard that prayer for you. It is for you because the Lord is with you. He loves you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.